This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. And if you're here in the U.S., well, you're more than likely getting ready this week for Thanksgiving. And I thought that this might be a good time to have this discussion because, hey, you know, we talk a little bit about everything here. We talk about safety. We talk about psychology. We talk about even things that have nothing to do with those other two themes. But that's perfectly fine because that's the great thing about you and I hanging out together. And I always think that it's interesting when we get to this time of the year because we need to start talking about stuff that is important because, you know, if you're not accustomed to being around friends and family for a long or extended period of time, this could get interesting right away. So maybe we need to talk about how life is all about mindsets. So do you see yourself as one of those that is willing to grow and improve to achieve the challenging goals that you have in front of you? Or do you believe that you don't need, you know, to have those kind of qualities? Your thoughts and your feelings and values going through your head while answering these questions all have one thing in common. Do you want to know what it is? They all are the makeup of your mindset. Think about it for a moment. The truth is that there's no right and no wrong answer to the question. It's all about an individual's perception. That's what I always think is funny when you ask that question to people is, what's your thoughts on X? There is no wrong answer. It is your thoughts. That's the way that it goes. If somebody ever tells you what's your thoughts about something, and you tell them, and then they tell you that you're wrong, I got bad news for you. They're wrong because it's your thoughts. You can't be wrong because it's your thoughts. So the truth is there's no right or wrong. I mean, this, let's just be realistic. But you do need to keep in mind that your attitude directly impacts your goals and how you tackle them. So let's talk about mindset and the role that it has in your personal achievements. So I know. It's a twist, always a twist when we start talking about some of this stuff. So let's give the mindset the simple definition because I think that that might be a good place to start. As we already mentioned, mindset is a combination of beliefs, feelings, and thoughts that you have about something. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck defines two different kinds of mindset. One is fixed and one is growth. According to Carol, people with fixed mindsets believe that the traits such as certain abilities or even intelligence are fixed throughout their whole life. This would mean that you rely entirely on your ability to achieve something that you put little to no additional effort into. People with this mindset usually avoid facing any challenges and believe that they cannot improve their abilities. On the opposite side of the spectrum, the growth mindset is all about improving your skills through hard work. People with a growth mindset tend to see failure as a learning curve and are open to exploring new talents. It is important to note, though, of course, one of those does not adopt just one type of mindset when it comes to everything. People tend to display both depending on the situation. Think about that for a moment, because I think that that's going to be important as we further down this conversation about it on how important some of that is. Now, put this information into context for a moment, because I think that that's going to be important. Let's go back to the first question that I asked you at the very beginning. A person who does not believe they possess the need of qualities to tackle the challenging goal most likely hold a fixed mindset. Alternatively, someone who has answered that they are willing to improve possibly has a growth mindset. So why should I care? You might want to probably know that because why should you care? Well, as the mindsets can easily impact your decisions, it just shows you how you can substantively impact your life with achievement. I mean, think about it. There are people that are out there that actually believe that they are doing better in life based on achievements alone. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, and I'm not saying that's a wrong thing. I'm just saying that's a belief system. So about mindset and achievements, I think this might be important. At the core of it, life is about, you know, a string of experiences and achievements. Experiences come with everything you do, but achievements are something we work on and build ourselves to acquire. This is where mindset comes in. Let's break down, you know, the process, because I think this is going to be important. Everything starts with your thoughts, which are expressed through your feelings, ultimately leading to actions. So if you initially begin with the thought that you cannot do something, it will lead you to feel that the same and not be able to attempt that action. This kind of how it goes. If you say, oh no, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that. That's essentially what will happen. This kind of the way that it goes. Can you see how mindsets, whether fixed or growth, drive our actions? In some cases, well, it's an inaction. Essentially, you can think of mindsets as leading pieces into the puzzle of our lives. So your personal idea of success might be something that you might think of so frequently. Now, that have been defined by what mindset is and have highlighted the importance. So let's see how you can use this information to benefit yourself. When I'm talking about achievements, your mind might likely link them into concepts of success. Success is, well, of course, something very personal. And so if you see wealth and riches as some see it also as raising kids, and others have some kind of different concepts when it comes to it. So it really boils down to what you think success is. Regardless of your definition, achieving success is about, well, setting your mindset into your specific goal. Think about personal goals that you and yours have and the difficult achievements that you have achieved. Perhaps the key in your mindset is trying to reflect on your thoughts and feelings about your abilities when it comes to your goal. Identifying any insecurities and tackling them is first and is most essential. As at the end of the day, your mindset is something that you could work on and change. You will see how shifting your thoughts to more positive perspectives will make you feel more confident about yourself. More confidence and willingness to learn, in turn, can lead you to taking actions towards achieving your goals. Think about that. So you probably are sitting there going there for a moment and going, well, why the hell did you tell me all this to get to that? Well, I started off the story with saying how important it is to actually get through this holiday season. So I want you to think about that, because maybe you have to have some kind of determination on how you want the outcome to be before you actually get into all this stuff this week. So if I had the final thought this, maybe we should do it this way. So you can, you know, take from this as this conversation, go back and listen to this podcast several times if you want to. First, it's important to remember that your mindset is something that is influenced by your thoughts and feelings. It drives your action and influences your decision, which makes it crucial for you to pursuing your goals. When establishing a goal and struggling to reach it, it is crucial to focus your mindset and see that what is stopping you from achieving it. Sometimes changing your negative beliefs can make a bigger impact on your accomplishment than you think. And remember, failure is nothing to be afraid of. Just keep calm. And keep that in mind and carry on with how things are going on. I think that's going to be important to our conversation. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.